News Now. North Korea rocket impeachment full house. I'm Barton Eckert. North Korea says it's conducted what it calls a crucial test at its long-range rocket launch site. Jeff McKay reports it's the second test at that site in a week.
North Korean state media did not specify what was tested early Saturday, but they did call it a, quote, successful test of great significance. The announcement comes as North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration over an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un to salvage faltering nuclear negotiations.
The full House will vote next week on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, approved by the Judiciary Committee Friday along party lines. Looking ahead at a Senate trial, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News,
"Everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers."
Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen questions how the GOP remains squarely in lockstep with President Trump.
"I've never been in a Republican caucus. They may just take Kool-Aid communion every day."
A law that will allow New Yorkers to get driver's licenses without having to prove they are in the country legally has weathered a second court challenge. Starting Monday, license applicants without a valid Social Security number will be able to submit multiple alternative forms of ID. On Wall Street, closing out the week, tiny gains as investors weighed the news that the U.S. and China have reached an initial deal in their long-running trade war. The agreement means the U.S. won't impose new tariffs on Chinese goods that have been set to kick in this weekend. I'm Barton Eckert.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
College football's top individual prize, the Heisman Trophy, will be awarded Saturday night in New York.
There are four finalists: Louisiana State quarterback Joe Burrow, Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, and Ohio State defensive end Chase Young. LSU's Burrow already won the AP College Football Player of the Year award, leading the Tigers to an unbeaten season. OSU's Young was the runner-up but did pick up hardware for the best defensive player. That means the odds are against OU's Fields, but Sooner quarterbacks have won the past two Heismans and gone first in the NFL draft. Kyler Murray last year and Baker Mayfield the year before. College football's bowl season begins next week. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Former running back Quinton Portis is one of 10 retired players facing federal charges for allegedly filing fraudulent claims against the NFL's health care program. The 10 players allegedly committed a multi-million dollar fraud on a health care plan meant to help their former teammates and other retired players. I'm Barton Eckert.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. I started Untuckit because, like a lot of other guys, I just couldn't find a shirt that looked great untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt with that just right length. We have over 50 fits for all shapes and sizes, so you can look sharp even at your most casual. This holiday season, give the original untucked shirt. Visit one of 85 Untuckit stores worldwide or at untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Use promo code RADIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's promo code RADIO. Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In Virginia, an earlier accident on eastbound 66 at Route 29 in Centerville has been cleared. Your travel lanes are open. And an accident on northbound 95 in Hanover at Route 100, that cleared. Your lanes are open. Earlier incident on 95 southbound before Lorton clear, and so far 95 is running without delay. But do watch out for some foggy conditions, some fog warnings in effect on some various bridges, including the Bay Bridge, so use extra caution when traveling.
The results are in, and WMAO listeners donated an amazing $523,866 during this year's Fisher House Radiothon.
When you give to the Fisher House Foundation, you're supporting members of our military, including providing housing for the families of our injured veterans as they help their loved ones heal and recover. And there's still time to give. Learn more and donate today at WMAL.com/Fisher House. That's WMAL.com/Fisher House.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1980. And Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And if you're planning to sell your home, the next step is to call my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. Putting the most money in your pocket is the number one reason why you should call. Don't risk losing your equity. The Reynolds team guarantees to sell your home at 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That's huge. The Reynolds team sells their homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money on average. That's an extra $30,000. Their results are staggering, selling a home every 5 hours. They're ranked by the Wall Street Journal as number one in the D.C. metro. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Reynolds team and ask them to show you their list of over 8,000 pre-screened ready buyers and then start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And it's good to have you with us. Breaking news overnight, North Korean state media reporting another, quote,
crucial test successfully conducted at the Sohai satellite launching ground. That happening late Friday. Not immediately clear what was tested. The Korean Central News Agency reporting the test would bolster North Korea's, quote, reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. Happened about 10:45 local time, and it would have been about 8:45 a.m. Eastern time, according to the Korean news agency, but the report's not coming out until late last night. We're going to talk to Gordon Chang about that later on this morning. North Korea also conducting a weapons test about a week ago. Saturday the 7th, they launched a weapons test. North Korea tends to act up at year-end, and we're going to talk with Gordon about what's behind that. So that'll be coming up about 6:35, so we'll talk to Gordon within the next half hour. Obviously, the big news in Washington, the impeachment process, House Judiciary Committee voting out two articles of impeachment on Friday, and the fireworks have been going on. Well, it all depends on how far you want to take the fireworks back. I mean, some of those fireworks launched even before the president was the president. But finally, it looks as though the president may be impeached. Some question marks about some of the Democrats. A handful of those quote-unquote swing Democrats were at a White House event, holiday event on Thursday night, including Justin Amash, former Republican gone wrong. He was at the White House. So they need 18 votes. The Democrats would need to lose 18 Democrats in the House. They've apparently lost two, so that would take 16 more. Doubtful, but there are yet a few days. House members home over the weekend to hear from more constituents, and some of those swing Democrats have been making the rounds on the cable news outlets talking about how the phones are ringing off the hook. Some of the phone calls, of course, in support of the president, some of the phone calls in support of the impeachment. Now, the question would be, which of those calls are more irate? Where is there more intensity? Would it be among Trump voters, or would it be among Democratic voters? After the case that the Democrats put forward, I would tend to think that maybe the Republicans might be somewhat more animated right now than the Democrats, but time will tell on that. We're going to talk with Cheryl Atkinson about impeachment. We'll be talking also with Cheryl Atkinson about the FISA abuse. The Inspector General's report came out Monday, followed by testimony on Wednesday. Lindsey Graham had some choice comments, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. Horowitz had some interesting revelations. It's fascinating the way this news works these days. There were leaks that came out, and many of the liberal media outlets attempting to play down the FISA report. James Comey coming out and saying he was vindicated. I think Horowitz walks that back, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But the whole spin on it was to basically say, ah, nothing to see here, you know, keep on moving. Well, Lindsey Graham did a fairly efficient job this week of at least bringing out what's really in the report that Michael Horowitz reported. Again, we'll have some of that audio coming up for you in a few minutes. So we're going to talk with Cheryl Atkinson about that. We'll talk with KT McFarland about, obviously, impeachment. And also we'll talk with KT about Brexit. Boris Johnson, elected this week in the UK. What does that mean? He wants to move forward with Brexit. What does it mean for us? We'll ask KT about that. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's got some very interesting input on the IG report, Michael Horowitz Inspector General report. And also we'll talk with Tony about impeachment. John Gizzi will join us. He'll walk us through the process of what's coming up next. He'll talk a little bit about the dynamics of the Democrats' who may or may not vote for the impeachment. So we've got that coming up with John Gizzi. So we've got kind of an action-packed program for you here this morning on the Saturday Morning Update. Michelle Murray is over in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall, a light volume of traffic on the major interstates. However, do watch out for some wet pavement and foggy conditions and some fog warnings in effect at certain bridges, including the Bay Bridge. Earlier incident on eastbound 66 at 29 in Centerville cleared away. Getting a report of a crash on the BW Parkway southbound at 202. Use caution there. And in Virginia, report of an incident on Opus Boulevard near 95. So use caution through that area. Now from GarageStoryPair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a rainy morning in Washington. It will go up to 46 this afternoon. We'll have sunshine tomorrow with a high of 48. A wintry mix on Monday with a high of 41. Light rain Tuesday, high to 55. And mostly sunny on Wednesday. The high will be up around 37. Right now in Washington, we're at 40 degrees. We're headed to 46 this afternoon. And it's quarter after 6 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, there's so much going on. You come in and you're like, where do you begin? You know, so I thought maybe we chronologically begin with just a couple of clips from the beginning of the week. And the reason I do that is there are a number of people that don't always have a chance to focus on the news during the week. And I've talked to a number of listeners who say, hey, you know, you help catch us up on what we missed during the week. So we'll do a little bit of that this morning. And just two clips that we have from the Lindsey Graham-led hearing with the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. And, of course, this was all on the question of how the FBI handled the FISA court. And, well, you listen to the question and you listen to the answer. Lindsey Graham.
How would you describe the behavior here of knowing that the subsource disavows the dossier that was the primary reason you got a warrant, finding that a lawyer doctored an email to keep the investigation going in a way unfair to Mr. Page? This is not routine. Do you agree with that?
It is definitely not. It certainly better not be routine, and I don't know any reason to think it is routine.
Is it kind of off the charts bad?
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Coming from the Inspector General, and Inspector Generals are usually, they're usually pretty straight. I mean, you know, they don't really, to hear Horowitz say, yeah, it's pretty bad. Wow, must have been really bad if he said it was pretty bad. This is the one with Comey, and you may have seen James Comey came out earlier in the week and said, yeah, see, I was right all along. Well, Lindsey Graham asked the Inspector General about James Comey.
James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. So when Comey speaks about FISA, you shouldn't listen. You should listen to Mr. Horowitz. He's not vindicated, and to be concerned about the FISA warrant process is not nonsense.
All right, so you have a sense there of, there's a long day of testimony and hearings, but just a little bit of a sense of where that went. So it wasn't sort of a gloss over as many of the pundits over on MSNBC and CNN and James Comey would have you think it was. Let's move to Thursday night. There's so much audio we can play from the week in the House. And I had the television on in the background much of the day on Thursday. And I was just floored. I mean, it was wall-to-wall coverage. And it was on in the background. And you'd see each congressman come up. You know, they'd have 5 minutes. But then they'd come back another hour or two later. And then they come back again another hour or two later. And for the entire day, the Republicans said exactly the same thing. And for the entire day, the Democrats said exactly the same thing. And I believe the Republicans were just trying to stall it out. So I get that. But it was just the same old story over and over and over again. I think we've all got the talking points memorized. I think we all have the Democratic talking points memorized. We have the Republican talking points memorized. And this is how it all culminated Thursday night. And this was a kicker because, you know, I did this whole day of hearings. They're getting up around midnight, right? And they figure they're going to get the vote because, you know, these guys like to get the heck out of Dodge on Friday. I mean, they want to be home. You know, they're already torqued they didn't get out Thursday, right? So they want to get out Friday morning. It's Thursday night, and Nadler adjourns the hearing before the vote.
The committee will now stand in recess until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. The committee is in recess.
Chairman. Mr. Chairman. There was no consulting from the minority ranking member on your schedule for tomorrow, in which you just blown up schedules for everyone. You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude.
So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about. What?
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, they were not happy about that, and Doug Collins has been quite vocal, and here's what he had to say.
Chairman Nadler just did, and his staff, and the rest of the majority who sat there quietly and said nothing. This is why they don't like us, because they know it's all about games.
So that was Thursday night. So where was Adam Schiff Thursday night? Adam Schiff is up on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, right? I mean, can you believe this? I don't know. I mean, all of the solemnity of this. I mean, I get it. I get 60 Minutes. I get all the Sunday talkers. I get being on the evening newscasts and all that. But I don't know. Something about running up to New York to be on a late night supposed comedy show. I'm not so sure about that. So, here's Colbert, right? I mean, you get these two guys together, Schiff and Colbert, and we know Colbert has not been a particular fan of our president. So here's Adam Schiff and Stephen Colbert.
You did a very good job in the closing of the Intelligence Committee's investigations a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, if you call a pack of lies a really good job, then I guess that's quite a job. Here's a shift continuing with Colbert.
The president didn't even care where the investigation got done. He just wanted it announced so that Biden's name would be smeared. That was what he wanted. And he was willing to sacrifice our national security, withhold military aid to a nation that is fighting our fight.
All right, so listen for yourself. Here's a continuation of Colbert. And, you know, there's been talk about whether Schiff would testify.
He wants to call a bunch of witnesses, including Adam Schiff. Do you think it would be a smart thing to call Adam Schiff to testify in front of the Senate? Do you have any evidence at your fingertips that the president has perhaps abused his office?
Well, yes, I do. But I'm no more a fact witness than you are. Perhaps they should add you to the witness list.
I would be honored.
Well, I'm glad you think it's a big joke, Congressman Schiff.
What is the worst case scenario here? Let's just imagine for a moment that the impeachment vote goes through next week, and then it goes to the Senate, and however that trial is brought about, whatever the procedure is, he is not removed from office. After that, wouldn't he be a completely untethered tiger? Because he knows that he's not going to get impeached again. He can do anything he wants. If he can get away with this, he can get away with anything. Won't he be sort of super Trump after that?
Well, you know, the reality is he feels that way already.
Wow. Oh, we got to do that. I'm sorry. We're running a little late here, but we got to do cut five. I'm sorry. You know, there's a lot of talk about integrity in Washington, a lot of criticism of President Trump and some of his exaggerations and some of the other things he says that may not be exactly accurate. But Adam Schiff is not known for his integrity or accuracy either. Check this one out.
I resisted going down the road towards impeachment, but two things convinced me that this was necessary. Both involved the president's conduct. This president feels he is above the law. He is unaccountable. There is nothing that can be done. And we are showing him that he's dead wrong about that.
All right. One more. I just want to hear that first sentence where he said he resisted impeachment. This is Adam Schiff, right? This is the guy who for 3 years had evidence of the collusion that the Trump administration had with Russia, evidence that we never saw. I mean, I'm probably preaching to the choir on Adam Schiff here, but this is just such a classic Washington lie.
I resisted going down the road towards impeachment.
Sure you did. Absolutely. Just like all of you did. It's 6:25. It is the Saturday Morning Update. It's really good to have you with us.
So, for this all-Italia recipe, take a bowl, fill it with a large portion of history, add a touch of Italian fashion, a drop of blue sea, all at the perfect temperature. Then take a pinch of Italian fun, a little bit of dolce vita, garnish with gondolas and the Colosseum, and it's done.
Now, take Alitalia's nonstop flight from Washington to Rome and enjoy the full flavor of Italy. And thanks to convenient connections, a taste of Europe, too. For further information, visit alitalia.com.
Buenissimo, isn't it?
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together. And make sure everyone's devices work together with gig-speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy and Rochester. The nation's largest gig speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out Gig Speed Internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3/22/20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
The going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays. It's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
Get the travel upgrade that beats all others. TSA PreCheck. Faster lines, a seamless process, and a smoother journey. Keep those smooth travels coming after October 1st, 2020 by getting your Real ID compliant driver's license today. Learn more at TSA.gov.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love our affiliate there, WMAL.
105.9 FM.
You guys leading the way.
WMAL.
6:27, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. So what's next? We'll give you bullet points here, and then we'll get into it in detail with John Gizzi. The House Rules Committee said it would meet on Tuesday, and they will establish procedures for the House to follow when it does consider the two articles of impeachment against the president. Now, the meeting is set for 11 o'clock on Tuesday. We expect debate before the full House of Representatives, which will begin on Wednesday, right? So the debate is Wednesday. The money in Washington right now says that they're going to take the vote before Christmas, because that's basically what the Democrats promised to the base, is that they would get this done before Christmas. So we shall see, with the rules being established on Tuesday, debate on Wednesday, how quickly the Democrats move forward to take that vote in the House. One quick note here. We've got some other things to cover, obviously, and other things going on around the globe, and we'll get to those coming up with Gordon Chang at 6:35. Real quick, an interesting story out of New Orleans. The mayor of New Orleans is LaToya Cantrell. She declared a state of emergency yesterday after the city was hit by a cyber attack. Phishing attempt, suspicious activity detected on the city's network around 5 in the morning. So by 11 o'clock, the investigators had detected a cybersecurity incident. The city's information technology department began powering down servers. City computers were powered down as a precaution. Ransomware was detected, but no ransom has been demanded. But they basically shut the city's computers down. The incident is under investigation by the city and the FBI and the Secret Service, too. It is 6:29. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Coming up next, we'll talk with Gordon Chang, the very latest on North Korea. Coming up.
Is your portfolio constructed to weather the stormy ups and downs of the financial markets? Your financial advisor can evaluate the good and bad news and help make sure your account is positioned appropriately. Hi, I'm Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Ever feel like your house owns you more than you own it? Or feel like you have too much stuff and don't know how to get rid of it all? Maybe it's time to make a change and you need some guidance. Hi, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. Over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands transition into new, smaller homes, and I've written a free downloadable guide to help you through that process. It's called the Market Ready Guide. You can get it at ericstewartgroup.com or call me today. 1-800-900-9104. That's 1-800-900-9104.
In the news at 6:30, North Korea says it's successfully performed another, quote, crucial test at the long-range rocket launch site that will further strengthen its, quote, reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. That announcement comes overnight as North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration over an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un to salvage the faltering nuclear negotiations. North Korea did not specify what was tested on Friday. Just days earlier, North had said it had conducted a very important test at that site earlier in the week. China is putting a positive face on an agreement to start dialing down the trade war that it blames for the U.S. starting. Chinese experts and news media saying today that the deal would reduce uncertainty for companies and lay the foundation for further talks. They remained cautious, though saying both sides will have to compromise to resolve the dispute, the two countries announcing a Phase One agreement yesterday. California Governor Gavin Newsom has rejected a bankruptcy reorganization plan that Pacific Gas and Electric reached just last week with thousands of wildfire victims, including a $13.5 billion settlement. Newsom says in a five-page letter to PG&E that the proposed plan does not achieve that. People lost homes, businesses, and family members in a series of devastating fires blamed on the utility's negligence and outdated infrastructure. One of the attorneys representing thousands of fire victims said on Friday night he hopes that PG&E can still pull together a revised proposal that will satisfy the government. The Associated Press is reporting that people in touch with state employees in China say the government in the Far West region is destroying documents and taking other steps to tighten control on information. The move following leaks of classified papers on detention camps for predominantly Muslim minorities, the people speaking on condition of anonymity out of fear of retribution. They said that high-level meetings had been held to deliberate how to respond to the leaks. The documents lay out the government's strategy to lock up ethnic minorities and rewire their thoughts and the language they speak. China has called the leaks malicious smears and distortions. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far in Virginia, no delays on 95 from Dale City heading into Springfield. However, southbound at Dale City, Dale Boulevard exit 156, there is an incident on the left shoulder of that off-ramp, but that is not causing any delay. Watch out for some accident activity in Maryland in Cheverly on southbound 202 near the BW Parkway. Use some caution there. And also keep in mind that if you're traveling on northbound 95 in the Abingdon area, north of Maryland 24, there is still a tractor-trailer accident along the left side, only the right lane squeezing by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for rain today with a high of 46, sunshine on Sunday with a high of 48. On Monday, a wintry mix turning to rain, the high of 41 during the day on Monday. Some light rain on Tuesday in the morning, and then a high of 55 by afternoon. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 37. Right now in D.C., 40 degrees. We're heading to 46, and it's 6:34 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the Internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
The Chamonix Christmas and Holiday Sale is officially here. Stock up on the best skincare that money can buy during Chamonix's best promotion of the year. Imagine the turkey neck and double chin gone with the famous Genucel Breakthrough Jawline Treatment with MDL technology. And during Chamonix's 25 days of Christmas celebration, get the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness absolutely free, plus Genucel's immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Look 10, 15, even 20 years younger right before your eyes, guaranteed, or 100% of your money back. But your order today is even more special. Chamonix has partnered with Women Rising to give the exact same package you get to a woman seeking support and assistance from domestic violence. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Your order today includes Genucel XV anti-wrinkle treatment and will be upgraded to priority shipping for free. Make this holiday season extra special with Chamonix. Order now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. A lot going on with China, North Korea in the news this week, and we're joined by Gordon Chang. He is the expert. He has authored The Coming Collapse of China and also Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. And we follow you, Gordon, on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And I know you've had a lot to say in the last 24 hours on the limited deal between the United States and China to halt the trade war. Tell us what we know about the deal and then where you think it's going to go.
Rick, there may be a deal, but there may not be, because we have differing descriptions from the Chinese and from the Trump administration. What we do know is that on Sunday, tomorrow, the tariffs that the U.S. had scheduled to increase by 15%, that increase will not occur. There won't be a signed agreement on Sunday. The Chinese have promised, vaguely promised, to buy U.S. agricultural products and U.S. manufactured goods, but they very well may not make a firm commitment to do so. So at the moment, it looks like Trump has given away a lot for very little. And by the way, Rick, the Chinese are going to have to buy U.S. ag in any case, largely because at the moment there's a severe food crisis in China, and so they need to buy foreign food. If they don't buy it from the U.S. will sell it to countries that are selling to China, because there's only so much ag in the world. So we didn't really get very much with this deal.
Is this one of those deals, though, that Trump, on a moment's notice, can ratchet up tariffs and say they didn't do what they were supposed to do, or is this more binding?
Certainly, if Trump feels that the Chinese are not honoring their promises, and I'm sure the Chinese are going to renege, the president can impose additional Section 301 tariffs, the tariffs that we're now talking about. These are a remedy for the theft of intellectual property, and President Trump can impose them. So that is the ultimate enforcement mechanism. But unfortunately, he's taking them off. And I get the Chinese must feel that President Trump will not put them back on, at least before the November 2020 election.
What about the complexities of the Trump administration's support for the Hong Kong protesters? That didn't go over real well with China. So I wonder how that played into the trade talks.
Yeah, I'm sure that there is some connection, because Beijing does not stovepipe relations, as we say. You know, a lot of people say, look, President Trump shouldn't have signed those two Hong Kong bills into legislation because that angered China. But we also know that China continued to talk to us about trade even after President Trump inked those two measures. So I think that the conventional wisdom was wrong. And a lot of people, Rick, have been saying that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has actually been stalling on trade because he felt that while he stalled, we wouldn't go after the Chinese on Hong Kong, human rights, democracy, Xinjiang, you name it. So maybe the experts here have gotten that backwards. And so, you know, President Trump signed those two bills at the end of last month, and now the Chinese apparently have agreed to some sort of terms with Trump on trade.
With the dominance of the impeachment hearings in the news, we haven't heard too much about Hong Kong in the mainstream news. We do know that, of course, the proponents of democracy scored big wins in recent elections. What is the very latest? Are we still seeing the protests on the weekend to the extent that we did before, or are things quieting down a little bit now that they have more of a political voice?
Well, last Sunday, 800,000 estimated Hong Kong people marched peacefully. And it was actually quite inspirational because as the march ended in the evening, people were holding up their cell phones to the sky. Is quite an image. Since that time, there have been few disturbances by the young protesters clad in black and riot gear. So things have, in a sense, been quiet on the violence front, but certainly not on the peaceful march front. Hong Kong, though, is going to probably enter a new season of protests, and largely because Beijing has been intransigent. Recently, Chinese officials have been publicly demanding that Hong Kong enact what's known as Article 23 national security legislation. This is going to inflame the people in Hong Kong, so we can expect months and months of continued protests, both peaceful and violent.
North Korea announced a very important weapons test a week ago on December 7th, and now North Korea state media reports that another, quote, crucial test was successfully conducted late last night. As we approach year-end, there are some things coming up in North Korea, including the senior leaders gathering for Kim's ruling Workers' Party. What does all this mean as we look to the end of the year in terms of what may happen out of North Korea as it relates to the United States?
Well, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've heard threatening language from senior North Korean officials, you know, most famously that they were breaking off negotiations with the United States. They promised a Christmas gift, quote unquote. Clearly something will happen. I don't know whether it'll be around Christmas or maybe in the first months of next year, but the North Koreans probably will go back to testing long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. Or they'll do something else. So I don't know what it will be. I don't know when it will be. But Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, clearly wants to put himself back into the news. And he wants to create enough in the way of provocation so that maybe the President Trump will give him sanctions relief. I don't think that Trump will, but nonetheless, Kim is sort of at a point where he doesn't have very much else to do. Remember, he's given us a year-end deadline to conclude nuclear negotiations. Obviously, we're not going to meet it. That means he's got to carry through on his threats somehow.
You mentioned the sanctions relief. Is that the key sticking point at this time?
Well, the North Koreans say that it is, and that makes sense. President Trump has been enforcing sanctions, but not really vigorously since at least the middle of May of last year. And Kim should be very careful because if Trump actually decides to go back to vigorous sanctions enforcement, that'll put the North Koreans in a place where they'll be more or less helpless because they can't launch missiles, they can't detonate nukes, Kim can't engage in gift politics, which is the giving of luxury items to senior regime members. He can't do any of that if he doesn't have money. And Trump has the power to cut off cash to him. We can do that by going after the Russians, the Chinese, and the South Koreans. That'll make life really miserable for the Kim family.
A lot of people have said that Kim Jong-un has played President Trump. I guess some people could say that Trump has played Kim Jong-un. Is it still a matter of trust between Kim Jong-un and Trump?
There's no trust on either side, as far as I can tell. Trump had a very successful policy through the middle of May of last year when he was vigorously enforcing sanctions. Then Trump switched to a generous policy to try to entice the North Koreans into giving up their weapons. Nobody's ever been successful with that approach. So Trump has, at some point, to go back to the policies that were effective and that was really cutting off the money to Kim. The Wall Street Journal a year and a half ago reported that the U.S. was successful in cutting Kim's foreign revenue by about half. We need to cut another 40% or so. We have the power to do that. And if we do that, we can disarm North Korea without force, without even the threat of use of force. So it's just a question of political will on the part of the president to switch from what was once a very successful policy to an unsuccessful policy. He can switch, Trump can switch back to a successful policy again.
Well, Kim Jong-un has no way to win if Trump does that.
Correct. This is not a North Korea question. We always, you know, a lot of pundits will say, oh, you know, North Korea will never give up its nukes. Well, at the present situation, they won't give up their nukes, but we can put the North Koreans in a position where they have to choose between their weapons or the survival of the regime. No American president has vigorously enforced sanctions to make Kim leaders make that choice. Trump has the ability to do it. It's a question of how far the president wants to use America's power to force the North Koreans to do something they don't want to do. So this has never really been, in my mind, a Kim question. This has always been an Obama question or a Bush question, and now a Trump question.
Fascinating, Gordon. Thank you so much, Gordon Chang. And again, you can follow Gordon on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. Get the very latest. Thank you, Gordon, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Rick.
6:45 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall, it's quiet right on the Beltway this morning. So far, no delays to report in Maryland or Virginia. Maryland on 95 northbound in the Abingdon area. There is still the tractor-trailer accident northbound at Maryland 24 along the left side of the roadway, only the right lane getting by. Earlier incident in Chevrolet at 202 southbound near the BW Parkway cleared away. Do keep in mind that a portion of South Dakota Avenue remains shut down in both directions between Perry Street and 18th Street with water main repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain around the Washington area this morning, and we're going to have a high today of 46. Sunshine on Sunday with a high of 48. Wintry mix expected on Monday. It changes to rain during the day with a high of 41. Light rain on Tuesday morning with a high of 55. And then sunshine Wednesday will cool down to 37 for the high. Right now in D.C., 41, heading to 46. 6:47 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Indeed, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and it's kind of interesting. You know, Adam Schiff is kind of the House equivalent of Chuck Schumer in the Senate. Both of the men are never met a camera they didn't like, right? And as we mentioned earlier, if you're just getting up and missed the first half hour or so of the show, Adam Schiff found it more important to be in New York on Thursday evening with Stephen Colbert on The Late Show than it was for him to be in Washington. But Jerry Nadler, maybe 180 degrees, the opposite. This is Jerry Nadler after the vote yesterday. Now, he doesn't take any questions from reporters. Now, normally these guys, you know, they speak and then they take questions. Well, Nadler, a very short, tight statement, and then walks away when the reporters start to ask him a bunch of questions. This is Nadler. Of course, he is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. This is right after the vote on the two articles of impeachment that will now move out of that committee on to House rules and on to the floor of the House.
The House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously. Thank you.
Well, that was what he had to say yesterday. Let's go back to 1998 and put it all in perspective. Now, real quick, you know the argument has been about the partisanship and how Nancy Pelosi months ago, well, we can't do a solo partisan impeachment. It has to be bipartisan. Everybody's talking about how bipartisan this has to be. Obviously, no Republicans voting for it, and a couple of Democrats so far voting against the articles of impeachment, or saying that they will, not in the House Judiciary Committee, but those in the House. Two Democrats so far say they will not vote for impeachment. So hardly a bipartisan effort. So you see what Jerry Nadler has done. You see what Adam Schiff has done. But listen to Jerry Nadler in 1998 when he was on the other side of things, when the Democrat, Jerry Nadler, is speaking about Bill Clinton's impeachment and how he felt about partisanship. Just contrast this with everything you've seen from Nadler this week.
An impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us. They are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. And that the election must be set aside.
And there was a follow-up about a coup d'etat. This was another classic from Nadler at the time. And, you know, what hypocrites. These guys are so full of hot air and hypocrisy with the things that they do and say. So this is Nadler at the time in 1998.
This partisan coup d'etat will go down in infamy in the history of this nation.
Well, what have you just done, Jerry? A partisan coup d'etat. I mean, you're such a hypocrite. It's unbelievable. I don't know how they do it. 6:51, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Now, the fireworks continuing. Well, how does the president feel about all of this? Well, here's what he had to say. President Trump yesterday was talking after the impeachment vote. He's speaking at the White House. He's had a very busy week at the White House. The president has been very busy, and yesterday after the vote, he kind of let loose. And the day before, he was on Twitter, he fired out 100 and some tweets. Well, here's what he had to say yesterday.
It's a witch hunt, it's a sham, it's a hoax. Nothing was done wrong, zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency, and it would seem many, many, many years apart, to be using this for a perfect phone call where the president of that country said there was no pressure whatsoever, didn't even know what we were talking about. It was perfect. The relationship is perfect.
And, you know, when you talk about integrity and hypocrisy and everything, you go back to Adam Schiff coming right out of the box in the hearings when he paraphrased and basically made up stuff that the president never said, but the House Intelligence Chairman, Adam Schiff, at the time talking about how it was a shakedown and putting all these words in the president's mouth that the president never spoke. Well, the president hasn't forgotten about that.
And I watched yesterday, I got to see quite a bit of it yesterday, and I watched these Democrats on the committee make fools out of themselves, absolute fools out of themselves. And I also saw them quoting all the time incorrectly. They kept saying me. It wasn't about me, it was about us. The word was us. So they would kept saying me. It said us. Can you do us a favor? Our country, comma, our country. Then it talked about seeing the Attorney General of the United States. For these people to say me, they would say me. You said do me a favor. No, it didn't say that. It said do us a favor, our country. Talking about the past election, talking about corruption.
Well, if what you've seen and heard isn't enough on television and radio, let's turn to Twitter. You may have seen Representative Debbie Lasko. She's a Republican from Arizona, and she's been quite vocal in her support of the president. Well, not only were you watching or listening, and I watching and listening, and Jeff and Jane and the world, Bette Midler was watching the hearings, right? So Bette Midler attacks Debbie Lasko on Twitter. Here's Bette Midler's tweet, right? Now the gal, Debbie Lasko, is grandstanding big time. Blame the Dems. Don't blame the criminal in the White House. His own actions, his own words have led him to this day. He's a fake, installed by Russia. Maybe Richard Nixon was not a crook, but this guy really is. So Bette Midler's still on the Russia collusion. Well, Debbie Lasko didn't take that sitting down. Debbie Lasko, Republican, Arizona, responds to Bette Midler. Hey, gal, looks like the wind beneath your wings has turned into hot air. Unlike Nixon, no crimes committed by Trump. Democrats just acting like, quote, ruthless people. You may remember the Bette Midler film, Ruthless People. You know, Bette Midler has 1.8 million followers. I mean, do people have too much time on their hands? What does it tell you about society that Bette Midler has 1.8 million followers on Twitter? I forgot how to spell her name. 6:55 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I was just with my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, and I got to talk with one of their dear clients, Leisha Saunders. Leisha, what made you call Debbie and Sarah?
My buzzword was buyers.
Had you tried selling your home before when you called them?
I had previously listed my property with two other realtors.
How was your experience with Debbie and Sarah different than that of the other two realtors?
When I called the Reynolds team, they said, we can give you what you need, the buyers that you need. Once I listed my property with the Reynolds team, it was on the market 10 days. I was amazed.
It sold in 10 days when two other agents couldn't get it sold at all. Wow. Did you end up getting the price you wanted?
Not only did I get the price I wanted, I got the price I wanted as is.
What would you say to those that are needing to sell their home?
If you want to have your property sold quickly, Debbie and Sarah are the ones to call.
Call Debbie and Sarah today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Having a place to come was important to Will and me.
The Catholic Church insists that cremated remains be respectfully buried in the sacred ground of a cemetery.
When I have a dilemma, I will stop in here to get some insight. It is his resting place.
To secure your family's place for remembrance and prayer, call a Catholic cemeterian at 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
If you have that in your plans, you know where your resting place will be.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Everyone is coming over for the holidays. Some will bring dessert, some will bring gifts. They'll all bring an opinion about what to watch after dinner.
A Christmas Story.
I want to watch The Grinch, please.
Thankfully, Xfinity X1 has everyone's favorite holiday movies and more. And you can search for them in seconds with the X1 voice remote.
Elf. Grinch, Grinch, Grinch.
A Christmas Carol.
Unless, of course, you like watching Uncle Tony struggle to type a Christmas Carol letter by letter. Find everyone's holiday favorites with your voice on the award-winning Xfinity X1. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you can easily access your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more on X1. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 1-12-20. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTD and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
the going out rut. When you wind up going to the same neighborhood restaurant again and again, it's comfortable, it's fine, but what are you missing out on? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you, you're missing out on a night you didn't even think existed anymore. Dinner in a beautiful dining room, plus dancing and live entertainment like jazz on Wednesdays and big band on Thursdays, it's all happening at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria. I'm telling you, for the best night out in town, you've got to check out the Carlisle Club. Visit thecarlisleclub.com.
We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. John Gizzi, of course, our White House correspondent from Newsmax, Cheryl Atkinson, Tony Schaefer, and KT McFarland on the way. 7 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.